Hey there, it's Eliza D, host of the podcast How to Save the Planet. I interview people whose professions and passions have to do with climate change. Today, I'm talking to someone named Jonathan Baker. Here's a little bit about Jonathan. Jonathan Baker is an industrial designer and entrepreneur. Over the past two decades, he has designed over 50 consumer products for the sporting goods and outdoor industry. He has worked with global manufacturers, with many of his designs being produced millions of times. Currently, Jonathan is the founder of Equipped and is using this background in design and manufacturing to create a world with less waste. Jonathan is a board member of the Mentow Arts Alliance and a guest critic at his alma mater, the Rhode Island School of Design. He and his wife, Margaret, live in the Mentow Valley in Washington. Now, here's my conversation with Jonathan. Hello and welcome, Jonathan, to How to Save the Planet.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So what do you do and where do you work?
So let's see, I'm the founder and senior designer at Equipped Gear in Twisp, Washington, where we design and manufacture everyday durable goods. And what we mean by that are things like reusable grocery bags, sports bags, travel bags, things that you might use every day.
What degrees do you have and where did you go to school?
Let's see. I went to high school in New Hampshire. I had an amazing high school. We had all these great art and vocational classes that gave me a really wide view of things I could do when I grew up. So I was lucky enough to go to the Rhode Island School of Design because I was a good artist in high school. And I ended up studying a field called industrial design, which is basically the study of how things are made, how things are manufactured. And I just thought that was so interesting to learn how everything was made, from running shoes to toothbrushes to your cell phone. Everything that we touch, someone has to design that thing. And I just thought that would be amazing to know how to do all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What got you interested in the work that you do?
Let's see. I love to draw and I love to solve problems. And by putting those two things together in industrial design, I was able to use my passions to, you know, create new products or new ideas or new systems to help people solve whatever problem they're trying to solve, whether that's cleaning their house more efficiently or going to a grocery store with a lifetime reusable bag. I was just trying to find niches and problems that we all had every day that, you know, maybe we didn't even know they were a problem until a better solution came along. So yeah, I find a lot of interest and curiosity at, you know, how people behave, what I can do to make their lives easier or more fun. You know, and in my case, I was hoping to not only make their lives easier and more fun, but also, like, could we do it while taking care of the environment at the same time? And that was the recipe that I was trying to put together when I started Equipped. Can I make fun, wonderful products that people love, but at the same time convey a message of sustainability and responsibility to how we buy things and how we use things?
Yeah, that sounds like a great mixture of things.
Yeah.
Why did you start your business Equipped? I heard you like talk about fun and also usable and sustainable, but were those the only reasons?
Yeah, exactly. So I was a freelance product designer for 15 years on the East Coast before I moved to Washington State to start my business. I really wanted to manufacture products that lasted a lifetime. That to me was the greenest solution that we could come up with. The manufacturing of things takes so much energy. To create something out of nothing takes a tremendous amount of energy. So I honestly opened up my closet one day, a bunch of reusable bags fell out. I was like, I don't like any of these bags. They all fall apart. I don't like bringing them to the store. They look terrible. I'm like, well, what if we made one that was beautiful and people love to use it and it lasted forever because you're going to be grocery shopping forever. So what if I could make a product that helped people reduce single-use plastic, paper bags, even the cheap reusable bags, which I don't think really solve much of a problem because they only last a month or two, or they don't really have any longevity to them. So that was really disappointing to me because my field is designing products. And when companies put out and sell cheap products, I think it looks bad to people like me who design products. And I don't want my field to have that reputation of making cheap disposable things. Like, that's not what industrial designers do. We make really wonderful, fun things. So I was trying to combine an environmental perspective with the fun and energy of industrial design to help people make good decisions like that.
And for the listeners, EQIPD is spelled EQPD, and it's in all lowercase. I'm wondering why you chose to call it EQIPD and then stylize the business title.
You are very observational. So we wanted to design a very generic name. One of the things I don't like about a lot of products these days, there's a term they use called pink it and shrink it, which basically means if you're designing for women, you just have to make it pink and smaller. I think that's incredibly disrespectful. I think we share a lot more in common than we do in our differences. So I wanted to design a name that had no gender, no age, no identity, no association. I just wanted people to be EQIPD, right? I just wanted them to be prepared. Because being prepared is one of the greenest, if you bring your refillable water bottles, if you bring your reusable bags, I want you to be prepared to be a good person on the planet. And we'll design products that'll help you do that. And it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman or a teenager or an airplane pilot. We wanted to design you a fun piece of gear. So to do that, we had to choose a very generic name. So we chose EQIPD because it was very obscure. And then we chose to write it in all small letters to emphasize the simplicity of our designs. If you look at our logo, it is literally four circles and a couple straight lines. And that was our whole thing. We're like, we just want to be refreshingly simple. And then we rotated the E sideways to emphasize that we're coming at problems from a different angle. That all you have to do is look around the corner and you could possibly see a different solution. So rotate that E, right? Turn your head, look at the problem differently, be creative. And so we were hoping that our logo would express those attributes of our brand.
That was a very clever answer for a seemingly simple question. I like it.
Thanks.
So you gave a TED talk about having art classes in school and why that's so important. Could you share a little bit about why you think having art classes in schools is just so valuable?
Oh my goodness. So I was not an exceptional student. I tried really hard. I had good heart. But, I wasn't good at reading novels and I'm not amazing at algebra. And, when you're not great at something, you can really struggle in school. But as soon as I got to art class and I could draw, without much teaching, you know, that really built up my confidence. You know, it gave me a strength. And like you, you know, in high school, it feels so amazing to have a, you know, you all your friends will kind of revolve around that class, right? All your extracurricular activities start to revolve around the things that you're good at. So for me, having great art teachers, supportive art teachers to foster my ability to draw was so motivating, because I just was completely average, for lack of a better word. So art really gave me the freedom to express myself, to be creative, to be talented. You mentioned you play the violin. You know, when you get to practice for an hour, I'm sure you're, you know, even though it's a struggle, you're incredibly happy. You know, even though I couldn't draw that person's face, I loved trying.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, I want people to have that challenge in their heart and that happiness when they succeed. And that always doesn't come through traditional academics like math and science and English. Like, you know, I wanted, my strengths were in the visual arts, and I was lucky enough to have the opportunity at my high school to have, we had 3 full-time art teachers at my high school.
It's amazing.
So yeah, so you can see how important the arts, you can see how New Hampshire, how it was so important at my high school to have the arts. And I was lucky enough to be at that high school. So I want all high schools to have 3 art teachers and music teachers. And I want every kid to have a chance to do something they're good at. So yeah, it was really wonderful for me. And then it was really wonderful for me to give the TED Talk, because I understood that my high school experience was very unique. You know, one of the statistics I give is over 70% of high school kids on the West Coast do not have art classes. 70%. And I just think of all the kids like me, you know, I don't want to say you also, but maybe kids like you who all they want to do is play music, or all they want to do is draw, and they're not getting that chance. And, you know, I want them to be successful in life, and, you know, we have to give them those resources at the right age, at the right time, in order for that passion to evolve, so they can be 46 years old like me and start a business that has the foundation of art and design. It's not the foundation of math, English, and science. It's the foundation of art and design. So yeah, it was a really wonderful talk. And yeah, I just rally for every high school to have the creative arts.
What does climate justice mean to you and your business?
So yeah, that's a really complicated global topic. Without sounding too harsh, it's one reason I manufacture in the United States. The governments, the environmental regulations, the ethics of different countries are different than our country. And though products are cheap overseas, they usually come with a price tag. And that price tag we don't see. And that's environmental justice, right? It's factories in India disposing of their waste improperly into impoverished communities. We don't want to contribute to that. So the best way for me to do that is to manufacture everything here in Washington. It allows me to make sure that our staff is treated fairly, that our waste is disposed of properly, that all of the nuances of being a good business, I have the ability to control. I be careful about how I say this, but, you know, remember, when you buy things from Asia, from China, that is a communist government. That is not a democracy. That money is not being spent on the people. It's going to the government. It's very different and abstract and complicated, and they don't want you to understand it because it's nasty. So when I started Equipped, you know, I was really, really opinionated about, we have to make things here. It's respectful to the environment. It's respectful to the people. And I think it's real important that that message is shared. So when we decided to open up a shop and manufacture, we did it all right here in Twisp. We have 2,000 feet of space. We have 7 employees. We do everything here. And, you know, we can see the environmental footprint. It's right in front of our face. And people respect that. So yeah, I hope people take environmental justice seriously, because when it's out of sight, it's out of mind. You know, your products just show up in a box from Amazon. You don't really question where they come from. I hope to make that a bigger talking point in the future, just like our food, right? All the GMO food, all the Monsanto foods, right? All the non-organic foods, all of that has come to our attention in the past 10 or 20 years. And it matters. We don't want our food grown in dirty places with dirty chemicals that kill the water and fish. Like, we're not interested in that as a society anymore. And I hope that people bring that same opinion over to product design. We don't want dirty products, you know, coming from cheap places that don't treat their people well, who pour toxins in the river. Like, this is not the future. So I wanted to create a business that painted a positive future of, you know, durable goods that last forever, that people love to use, that are responsibly made. So yeah, that's how we approach climate justice. You know, because we're a small company, and you know, our impact is right here in the state. So we can keep a good track on it.
Most valuable thing you've learned over your career, do you think?
The most valuable thing I've learned is it takes a team to accomplish anything. And your teammates are your best friends, and they will help you accomplish. So yeah, building a team is the most valuable thing. I've never accomplished anything without great people around me. So yeah. Always have good teammates around you, right? Someone to pass the ball to when you're tired, someone to give you the ball when you have a good idea, right? That volley, that teamwork is A, wonderfully productive, and very emotionally rewarding. So yeah, I've worked with 9 companies in my career, and they've all had amazing people that I got to work and learn from and grow from. So I really encourage you to surround yourself with good teammates.
What's your personal favorite product that Equip makes?
Ooh, let's see. Well, I have to admit, our very first product is called the Last Bag.
Because I thought you were gonna say.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's one piece of fabric that's folded and stitched in a really clever way. It stands up on its own, it folds flat. It's as simple as I could possibly make a durable product, and I still love it.
And it comes in like so many fun colors too.
Fun colors, fun sizes. Yeah, and people use it for, you know, their sporting gear, their musical books. Like, people find all sorts of uses for it. So it's fun to see how people incorporate the bag into their lives.
What advice would you give to folks going into the industrial design or business field?
Let's see. My advice would be to never stop seeing and solving problems. So what I mean by that is, you know, whether you help design something that solves a problem, or you arrange your business model in a way that helps solve a problem, people will love you if you help them through their day. And great product designers make products that help you through your day. They don't distract you. They don't consume you. They just help you, like a good tool, right? Like, you don't think about the fork you use, but you use that fork 3 times a day at 3 meals. Like,
it's very helpful too.
It's very helpful. So my thought is, hey, if we could all focus on helping one another, make good decisions, make good products, you know, get that team together, you will be so valuable. You'll have so much fun in your career. People will always want to work with you. So my advice is, you know, be observational, be thoughtful, look around you, see if you can help somebody solve a problem, whether that be crossing the street or brushing their teeth, right? Like, it doesn't really matter, but there are opportunities for you to help, but you have to see those opportunities first.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on to How to Save the Planet. I really appreciate it.
You're really fun. I wish you the best with this project, and I hope to change the world.
Well, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe to How to Save the Planet wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much, and have a great day.